Our IB college, Loughborough, has been collaborating on an eco-tech challenge for secondary schools and is aligned with the design and technology curriculum with an emphasis on interactive design. Why the collaboration and what were the results? June Murray is principal of RNIB College Loughborough and is a judge of the competition. And she joins me to tell us more. Hi, June.
Hi, Simon.
Thanks for joining us. I'm a bit nervous. I always was when I was in front of the principal. So tell us more about the challenge then.
So the challenge was for secondary school students, and the aim was to create either a toy or a sports gadget or an everyday item that would make life easier for young people with sight loss. They had to be innovative, of course, and had to be made out of recycled and sustainable materials.
And this was mainstream secondary school?
Yeah, for mainstream secondary school. It's actually, the challenge is open to any young person in schools in Leicestershire and Nottinghamshire. So special schools could apply and as they wanted to, but for this particular challenge, there weren't any. It was mainstream secondary schools that applied.
And I suppose it also raises awareness then, doesn't it?
Oh, I mean, I think that was the most important aspect. That's why I was interested in being part of it. It certainly was an interesting and creative way of enabling young people to learn more about the issues faced by young people with sight loss. And certainly some of the teams that entered the competition had done an awful lot of research and background, finding out just the kind of things that they might need to take into account, and that showed in their final designs.
So what did the budding designers come up with then?
One of the teams made a sit-on toy for a young child, and for that they'd made it out of recycled wood and so forth, but they'd put on it lots of interactive gadgets, so things that made a noise, instruments, drums and things that the child could play. They'd got crisp packets to make crinkly noises if the child squeezed them. So it was, they were able to sit on it, ride on it, and have all the kind of interactive gadgets to play with. Then another team had made a interactive board for children to use. So the theme was to introduce them to items that they might come across if they were out and about. So, for example, they'd made a wooden board in the shape of a shopping trolley, and they'd attached to that things that they might come across while they were shopping. And they'd made a seaside bucket and spade, and they'd put sandpaper on it and shells and so forth to introduce young people to children to the kind of thing they might come across if they were at the seaside. Another one that was particularly notable, they were designing for older, so teenagers. They were looking at the kind of clothes markers that you might use as a blind person to identify your clothes. They felt that they wanted to make that more of a fashion statement, so they'd made brooches that you could pin to your clothes to be able to identify what you were putting on and when. So quite a range, really.
And I think with young people getting involved, it's such a simplified way of looking at things, isn't it? More practical.
Yeah, they were being very practical, and they were, I mean, the clothes markers, for example, I think that showed the kind of research that they'd done, because that's not a common thing that the general public might know about. They'd obviously done that research, and they'd brought their own kind of young person's perspective to it. So what would I want if I was looking at how to identify my clothes? How would I want to be able to do that? What kind of fashion statement might I want to make at the same time? So I think it was it was an interesting way of looking at things. And like you say, it brought their own perspective to it.
Did they enjoy getting involved and having
a challenge? Oh, yeah, I think they loved it, really. And the way they presented their challenges, they were very professional. So, you know, you're combining a whole lot of skills in terms of the one challenge. And they'd also done the kind of, they knew that, you know, things ought to be in bright colours. They knew the kind of things that they needed to take into account. And they demonstrated that underpinning knowledge very effectively in their product.
That's interesting you say that. So they grasp the concept that there's some people that have no sight, but a lot of people have some sight.
Absolutely. Mm. The item that they'd made, particularly the toy ones, so the boards and things, it would be very inclusive in the sense that, for example, if they were using it in a play school, it was the kind of thing that any child would want to play with, but particularly designed so that a child with sight loss would be able to engage with it in the same way.
And a popular toy with the parents, I'd imagine, if it's got a drum involved with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not quite sure that they would be quite that popular, but yeah, I was very impressed.
I mean, it must have been hard to judge. I mean, sitting here, I think that toy sounds fantastic, actually. But who actually
won? The sit-on toy.
Yeah.
It was. It was very good. The design was very interesting and innovative. Of course, I'm not allowed to tell you who's won yet because the actual awards ceremony isn't until June.
Oh, see, I was trying to trick you there.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know. So that'll be quite exciting for the youngsters then.
Yes, I think it's very impressive because R&IB College Loughborough is based on the same campus as Loughborough College, which is Mainstream Further Education College. So they have the presentation evening in the Mainstream College. I think it's quite an event. And our local MP is Nikki Morgan. And so she comes and presents the prizes. So it's, I think they make it a very special evening. And they get, I think the winner gets something like £750 in technology for their school. So,
no, well worth doing. Right, well, what we'll do is, if it's all right with you,
yeah,
we'll get you back on in June and just see how it all went.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be more than, I'm more than happy to do that.
And can we find out more about this online?
Yeah, I think it's probably online in terms of 3M. They do have a website that you can go and look at. So it's www.3M.co.uk/young-innovators.
June Murray, Principal of R&IB College Loughborough. It's been a pleasure chatting with you and I look forward to catching up with you later in the year.
Thank you very much, Simon.